Shalom. Good morning. Boker Tov. Happy New Year. Our first prayer in 2026. Praise the Lord. First, I just want to let you know that I will be out at Prayer Mountain at noon. Seems like a long time since I've been out there. We will be having some good food, but we will be praying. Now, I'm going to speak a little bit, teach a little bit, so I don't know what time the call will be. The very best thing for you to take part in it is to go on billybrim.org and watch it. You'll have the prompts there that tell you how to watch live noon prayer. So that's going to be the best way for you. Brother Max, I don't know what time it will be, but it won't be too late into the morning. Bless the Lord. I want to also announce that in January, the end of January, January 28th, 29th, and 30th, I will be at meetings with Brandon and Destiny Brim, His Name Ministries. Now, we're going out there. It's going to be a California-based pointed meeting, and then telescope that into the end time move of God, the great move of God that's coming. We're going to be teaching and talking about what God has said about California and the end time move, and we're going to be praying. Now, we're going to be, the new church that's going to be launched is in the Montecito area, and the launch date is actually for Sunday, January 8th. I won't be out for that, but I will be out for the meetings prior to that. And so January 28th and 29th, we're going to be at Hilton Santa Barbara Beachfront Resort in Santa Barbara, California. That's a pretty pricey hotel, I think, on the water. They're giving Brandon a good deal for the meeting, but I'm not so sure about a block of rooms. But there's lots and lots of hotels nearby, all price ranges. Then we're going to be in Brea. Already they have a meeting in Brea that meets on Fridays, and we'll be in Brea, California on the 30th. So that's coming up, and we'd sure like to see you all when we go to California. Bless the Lord. Smaller meetings like that, we can kind of get to know each other and pray together, and I'm counting on it being a powerful, powerful meeting, counting on the glory being there. I really loved this that the Lord said to us on our 12:31 prayer. My glory isn't just a feeling. It is called the manifest presence of God. It is power, the kind of power that resurrected, delivers, overcomes, and transforms. It is greater and stronger than any other power in existence, and it belongs to you, children. So we're counting on having the glory of the Lord manifest in the California meetings. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes. Good morning, Miss Billy, and good morning to everybody, all the WWP's brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to them, brother?
Well, just a little housekeeping and maybe share a few things. The Lord put on my heart, like, from since we started the church here in downtown Minneapolis, we did change the service from Wednesday night to Thursday night. So our service in downtown will be in person every Thursday instead of every Wednesday. The time is the same, 6:30 p.m. We're going to be on Facebook and YouTube. The prayer day is a long day,
yes,
for me.
Yes, I can understand.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that by the time we get to...
I just think it's a wiser thing to do. Yeah,
sure. Yeah. So I just need, I feel I need a break, because after the noon prayer, and then I stay in my office or rest. So the Lord put on my heart, you know, we need to take a rest. So we'll do the service on Thursday night.
I think that's a great idea. Great idea.
To meditate on the word at least 24 hours.
When are you going to make that change?
Well, start this week. Tomorrow, so tonight we won't have service, but we will start, you know, tomorrow evening. So
yes,
start right now, this week, this year.
Okay.
Every Thursday at 6:30 p.m.
New beginnings. The Lord
new beginnings.
Fresh starts and new beginnings. So here's a new beginning for you. Bless the Lord.
That's exactly it, a new beginning. I'm just so thrilled for this coming year. You know, we started off with a lot of things happening, and there's no surprise. The Lord told us that we will be removing kings in the prayer calls. Everything the Lord has been really giving to us. And you always say this, Miss Billy, he's speaking to us the future. Sometimes that's the very next day. Sometimes it takes a year. Sometimes
that's
a
right.
month. But he's given us the instructions. He's speaking to us. He's guiding us. He's leading us. He's telling us what's going to happen. And, I mean, it's all there. Of course, it's in his word,
now,
too.
Yes, now, Max, I want to get your opinion on something here, but I'm going to mention something first. I was reading an interesting article on Israel 365 about a rabbi, Kessin, K-E-S-S-I-N, who teaches on the times, current times. And he said that President Trump is helping God, though he, Rabbi Kessin, thinks that President Trump is not aware of it, by removing evil. Now, the Jews believe, and I believe too, we don't probably agree on all the steps of getting there, but God is going to purify the earth. Earth is not going to be left in its dismal state. Now, Rabbi Kessin, he's talking about redemption. Now, they believe that the earth will be completely redeemed. I do too. Anything God started, it's going to finish great. So Rabbi Kessin said that this does not begin with holiness or spirituality. It begins with the removal of evil. There are different levels of the transformation. The first level is to remove evil and get rid of it. So Rabbi Kessin, he points out that Trump is helping God by removing evil. And so here we are seeing he actually removed the usurping head of Venezuela, removed him, just removed that evil. And then right there where you live, Max, the man who was almost just votes away from being vice president is revealed as corrupt with stealing billions of dollars. So can you see that what's happening? And then we saw so much of the things that the Biden administration has done changed. So what do you think about what's happening right there in Minneapolis with Walsh?
I think it's a great thing, and I believe it's the Lord's work, and I believe the Lord is using Donald Trump in Minneapolis and Chicago, around the country. And also, here's the other thing. I'm going to just go on my personal level. What I am doing overseas is also removing evil. This would not happen with a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Last Monday, we did remove another 77 visas and 18 green cards from people.
Now, let me get this
now
straight.
That's removing evil.
Are those people in the U.S. now?
No. Those people will get an email, will get a text, will get a phone call. I'm telling them to stay put. You are going nowhere. Whatever you got has been revoked.
They're wanting to come into the States, and you're stopping them. Is that it?
That is it.
Uh-huh.
And some of them already, you know, they're here. They're doing certain things. Why? Because they have a green card. Some of them, they go back and forth, and some of them still here. But God is working. God is working.
Removing evil.
And yeah.
That's what
and when
he's using with you. Removing
that's
evil.
That's exactly. Removing evil.
You
That's
can
it.
Just see it. Now, it's going to go on and on. Some people think Matthew 24:37-41, I'm going to read that. But as the days of Noah were, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. not the appearing and the rapture, the coming. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one taken and the other left. This is not the rapture. This is Matthew 24, which has mostly to do with the tribulation time, and it's talking about evil. Now, it's talking about people who are here on the earth during the tribulation time, and one of them will be gone and the other one left. One of them will be gone and the other one left. He's removing evil. So that's what Max is all about over there, and that's what's happening all around us now. Think about Iran. Think about what Trump did with Iran when he went in there with our planes and destroyed so much of Iran's evil capabilities. And now there's uprisings in Iran. There are people in the streets actually putting up posters that ask Donald Trump to come and help them. So,
yes. They're changing the names of certain streets. The streets have been changed like to Donald Trump streets. They've been burning signs. The people in Iran are rising up and the Lord is at work. And all of that because of the prayer. I'm going to go back to Minneapolis, Miss Billy, really quick here. Minneapolis will have a revival. We have been praying, not on my time, even before my time. In 1885, when the Moody's came to Minneapolis and to start the church here, that's where I'm sitting right now. Mm-hmm. That was not by accident. The Lord has been working on Minneapolis. Revival will start in Minneapolis. Refreshing will start in Minneapolis. Yeah, we have.
Absolutely.
We have. I mean, there's us. There's so many other ministries. A lot of people praying, marching in the streets. Mac and Lynn Hammonds, Max and Quinn, and all our helpers and volunteers. And there's revival. There's a lot of prophecies over Minneapolis.
Oh, yes.
And you saw it. You prophesied right here in this church about the revival in Minneapolis.
And the Lord, He gave me this prophecy about Minneapolis and how it is a place of prayer and how He had put prayers there. Through the years, He had put Brother Halverson and Lillian Yeomans and the Lindquists and all the great prayers that He's put in there. That city means a lot to Him, and it's not going to be robbed by the devil. No, it's not. It's not going to be. And now He's placed Max and Quinn right there in the middle of the Somali country, and God is at work. He's telling us over and over that He's at work. No matter what we see, He's at work. Bless the Lord. And,
Amen.
You know, our prayers on this call have something to do with it. The Lord has told us that. And He called us His great army. And I know that, let's just think about what President Trump has had to think about. He's had to think about what's going on in Venezuela. We didn't even really realize what was going on in his mind, what they were planning. It took a lot of planning to do what they did. And the graft in Minneapolis and Iran and Israel, all these things he has to think about, all these things he has to decide. So I'm telling you folks, our prayer, especially our combined corporate prayer of the authority of the believer for President Trump, it is greatly, greatly effective. I know that when I do my prayer, my authority of the believer prayer, I say to the Lord, sometimes I forget to say it, but not always. I say, Lord, I'm joined with WWPs, and we're praying for him. And I'm not here just with my authority, but with my combined authority. And so now, folks, we've got our combined authority. I heard you there, Thomas Peets in New Hampshire, and I heard you from Connecticut. I heard other people. And let's join up right now. Join up right now and with our prayer of the authority of the believer. I like to start with thanking God for the revelation in Colossians. You know, it says that He, God the Father, made a show of him openly, the devil. triumphing over in him, in Jesus, in it. He paraded the devil as a defeated foe, and he is a defeated foe. Praise God, hallelujah. And in the name, above every name, I want to thank God for that revelation, and thank God for the revelation that with the precious blood of Jesus, we have been rescued from the dominion of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We thank you for that, Lord, today. We woke up free. We woke up empowered. We woke up knowing that you're going to use us today. And Father, in the name above every name, we praise you for it. We give you glory for it. I'm thankful for every WWP on this line. I'm thankful for their health. I'm thankful for their wealth in the name above every name. And I'm thanking you for their empowerment. Each one is empowered with authority. And so we take that authority right now and we bind it together with cords of love and cords of the Spirit. And in the name above every name, Father, we ask you to give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, of Jesus. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Messiah when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand. Far above all principality and power, rule and authority, might and dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him a head over a body, the body that we are. And you raised us. You raised us when we were dead in our trespasses and sins. You're rich in mercy and your love toward us. We just thank you that when you raised the head, you raised the body with him. When you quickened the head, you quickened the body with him. When you raised the head, you raised the body with him. And when you seated the head at your own right hand, you seated the body together with him. And here we are, seated at your right hand, Holy Father. And here we are, seated in the earth in our places of where you have placed us in our diplomatic service as ambassadors. Here, you're right here in me, my prayer chair, right there with Max in his probably office. I'm not sure. Wherever he's sitting, you're in him. Wherever Thomas Pease is sitting, you're in him. Wherever the lady from Connecticut, you're in her, I heard. You're in every single person. We lift up our corporate voice, and we do now say in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, holding out our hands toward Washington, D.C., in the name above every name, we take our authority, and we say to you, you demon spirits, you will not control our government. You will not, Ira Mandovra, do evil to our president. We plead the blood of Jesus over his mind as he has these many decisions to make. We plead the blood of Jesus over all the lawmakers that God has put in office, all the senators, all the representatives, statewide, nationwide. We take our authority. We are the WWPs, and we take our authority because we are commissioned by God. It is written, whosoever has received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach. We are now reigning. We are reigning in our domain, in my domain, and in each domain. Max, right there in Minneapolis, Quinn, Kathy, everybody there in the name above every name. And wherever I am, wherever you are, take authority over your realmdom right now. I take authority over my realmdom. I'm not letting you operate. I am telling you right now that you are bound. It is written, whatever you bind on earth, whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. I have the keys of the kingdom. You don't have them. They were taken away from you in the name above every name. And Satan, you're not bothering my family today. You're not bothering the families of those who are on this line. Cease and desist in all your maneuvers, operations, and manifestations against these WWPs and against what would come against their families, their bodies, their spirits, their souls, and their bodies. Oh, the army of God is to be well, and you get off with your sickness and disease in the name above every name. You get off with your COVID. You get off with your influenza in the name above every name. We speak over every person, every WWP. Jesus hung on the cross and bore their sins and bore their sicknesses and their pains. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will have nothing to do with this prayer, Paul. Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful, so very thankful to be able to pray with these WWPs. Sinako, use us, Lord. Please use us now. Sinako Vanda. Minyoto Vekabla, Manyotebro, Manyotebro. Likalo Kam, Brihidi Kambrango, Rogobashka, Don, Jelikotushka. Simatora, Manakambratia, Nakovishkato. Krifanyo, Krifanyo, Krifanyo. Mashkodo Bangala Kombreka de Kohosambra. Ijandolo Govrakiano Kobreka de Kangabi. Ilibido Dush Guadanje de Gobak Gadaniene Quatuta. Givele Dumbra Gavacho Shimenaka. Kebedo Kukuboho Fakiana Koshika da Babrika de Gadanje de Katashka Tabrika de Govata. Ijene Matura Manango. Ishani matura manango papi. Kamba la kohra tomba para godoshka denje de godoshka dambri kare kadanya. Isama na kwa. Baru di hishando la kohra koba. Tiana kohra kandifra pitujo. Ijudu va balotia no kwa. No kwa na kavilo do la kobabi la kongra godoshka. Isiti kohosha, isiti kohoro kumbiva, isiti kanganga, mandiove kapito, kapito, kapito. Kavilato, kavilato, kavilato. Abaro gavinyo no kwara kodishka dabi katako frahala kumbevri atonyo ne kwa takopelia kakapa anyatura. Bovida ashindo, bovida ashindo mika. Makoro ko danye ne kwa. Asabra ka danye ne kohala ko bevra. Gatato ko ombi le ko preske danje de ko doshka. Mekopifa. Mandono ko mbraki. Tale ko bamba ale ko beve li dushwa. Isha ne kora mananye, ne kora kodo le ko bevra, ka le ko onje, ne kora ka dashka dabri ka te katanje. Kashko tero na, nya ne kora ko danye, ne kwa, inye ne kora ko to le vera ka toshka tanje, ne ko toro ka tambri ka te ka bamba, isha ne mo tuero ko toshka to pe ka te ka to le kangara kaka. Oh, Father, my Father, my dearest Father, mekoro ko biheva, mekola biheva konga, ashanto, ashanto, ashanto. Kriba tono ko brika di gandanya, ne kohla kaba, tono ko doshkabri, koto ko franga, ili batutu tu shapa li tanyo, no kwa tataka pikalanya neki, e jene matutu ko shanda la kofra, kadanya nekiki, ilalala to. Bonyeni qua, bonyeni qua. Lavi danyota la cabina chi agava le disca d'angero non ora catigno no copite cangara chi esciato 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 ma chi. Bovrachiana cora, bovrachiano nombri cadagi de cobri calanghi la to. Mi tofra cataia na cahala chebra catange de cosca da brachita co. Ma fraki nanono, ma hasciato lo gobrica te frati, anono gobrica la capita tu, e je ne coro cotoli a canga de cotosha, cabica de covrangi, ne coro cotonci, ne cotosh cabre, Et je ne m'attache, je ne corrige manière, to cofrenie, ne cofractia, ne cojegue, ne cotolo copra. Et je ne catia, ne cofora cabite, ne corrige capaba la catia, ne corre codienne, ne qua, et le brutisca don genia, ne cobrica de cabra, de coba, balatino, balatino, macchia. E sato mascito, massito, macaia, ne coco, la bigna, ne cabrica lì. Gamboba la caia na cara candiana cohoje de capra cadavri canten. Chiavon de lobre calania na coro codania ne qua cala cabina co calo cobre candania ne coro codi e jana matania ne coro cobala cafitio no coro condiana 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 condiattora cadasca dancara cadasca. Che belli hitiano no cohoro cobavi delle cohoro cambegno no cohoro cambegio. E già non union delle covriche della cambegia de cohoscia che do gobracca fracadigno no coro cadiccia. Mele doria magnuto no cori cavrica de godoliando no godosce d'abri co tu gobracca dagliando le gombrangi ne codosca d'abre. E sato fa fra gandonge ne qua, cale cobregge ne coro condonge ne cucco coccabi ne tigno ne qua, e je ne metoro e je ne mandoro cavigno ne coro coba fra cadagna ne coro comba. Belli e duvra, badovre, me ne quattro da coro scebre che ne campagne e metoro valitata. Libro dovre beniando no coro sciali, ma le cubi le comba valitati hanno un nombre cale cabà. E si dico to, mancio una cohora con faccia. E si to, ma le cambrica da gadasca, da brica di gavagna, ne cohora con dasca. E che le gavrangia, ne cohora con dasca, da brica dasca, d'ange, ne goto cabrica da gadavri. Ma scodobrica da gavrangia, ne goto hosha caprica, ne cohora con brangia, ne goto con davri. E je ne matouche cadavre, cada godonje, ne qua cafre, cada ungenje, ne godoro godambre. E me ne qua, patro combelia, tofranje, ne cofra. Gavido lo cohoro comba, la matinio, ne coro godolo combra, valedonio, ne coro codili cabedia, ne coro capitio, capitio, capitio. E giundolo cobra catticagna, ne coro cole cabraccia, vrogogne, ne quaro godebre, cade con coro godanglia, ne gonglia, ne gondiasca. E che le gobrevero di giuaccia, ne coro codali cambra, cade cohogele, dagliando le gobrandia, ne coro codogne, ne qua. E santo tu cori antagno, ne coro copava, la compraccia, ne codali cabra. E se ti coro comprete le caprangia, ne coro sciatagna, ne coro cadampri, cade godosca. Meletoria manga, la godohi shangango, pala cacchianto, tutto cohogele. E je ne matote de gohoro kamba alla congracia na kodo kopevle doniata da gonjong doro gonjong doro gotoshka. Kiasko to hoshe e matora finga la kaya ma non nombre ma na qua ma shutote ma shutote ma shutote. Krivi di kambra kodo goho shanche ne gohoro kodebre ke de gabrandia. Ashkodore kabilio na non nombre kota takabatito tokoba. E je ne qua, e je ne qua, e je ne qua. Avelitonia me ne qua. Aleco bracatenia ne qua. Accode capegno ne qua. Pericabro, avagno, ne cuero, non erto, no se. Balacai, balacai, balacai. O si bracahala, ma sono coronanaca. Telecombrecte fracacciando le gotoscatabre. Cave cala cambre e le cambracca tataga asca, don cembre, cadega dasca. Sicoro combracca fangi ne cosciacchi ne goto cabre, gene macoco, balatiti ando, brecata cavracca na coro codosca, e le donne ne qua, ale vrete e giandia. Siba cacchiando le goto fascia cambra. Sicodo cobracca fra condie ne godosca capapa. On the doors. Oh, Father, kombucha, kombucha, via. Kombucha via macchia, non grogo vrachibra, gadagliando do dogoshe, isato isato papito do copa, lambe do ravra gadengio do gobu gobania ni quaca la chione ni quale cabinio no coro codavre, bilato bilato ma cuco go goba angerono 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 ma colo cobrecte di catar. Kiskanyo no quara codosca de brecte gahafai. Ishato lo kohoro koba, fraka de kanga, ale dobre ka de kangabra. Mi to praka da ta fronde ne kohoro kobango rogo doho shakitio. Ishato lo kohoro kongara ka tifga da jende le gondoro ka bidia. Mi tiando lo goho vakabra ka da gongara ka dashka da breka de godoshka da breka de konga. Mele ho chane lo kopra ka fito. Mi tanyo, mi se banyo. More, Lord, more. We ask you for more. We ask you for more, Lord. Baho pe, enema, alagange, alita, balakuka, balani, lebedudu, lashane. Izudu jwa pake anyo no kora kabinyo, no kora kadale kabinyo, no kora kadash kadovre, medika. Ele vahalakai. Nanyo. Pakonye mia, pankonye mia kaka. Ele banjuro ala gabidia nonya neka. Askoto gombabi, laskoto gombaba. Ishanto. Makuraka da vrapati le congregadishko dobra kala tito. Kava kada ganda nena godoshka da pre kada gada ala kambrakta na kodo godoshka. Kishato hara kabrete vera kondierono nena kambrakta na kahala kaka. Bibili tuho shankentio. Ene kangara kadishko. Malatoria mana combre kate kaka ala gandiero non e qua si toro kotoshka tabre. E genime qua capre che di combracce. Capra godo go brevra danye ne qua. Asa cotelie tignano co. Gabalatito. Gavra kademra ninyuwa, jato kubra bidano, no koro kodanya ni kaliko ba, alakai. Kakala dinyo no koro kodi, ejilima koro kadara kasi. Oh, Father, isabro kotanya ni kwa, abila to, balatito, nankyakto. Ushenema tutu, ajanema kaki, ala kombre katakafra. Ebeli tinya nakai, gavida con la maniko. Kapite shenene kuhuro ko davra kadili kon babila toto doje. Ijanema kara kolanya nakora balito la kongile koko kolai. Baro debra mia. Monia. Mangolo koko fa. Fatto tutto koko sha. Oja da capitio. Oja da bato tiana cabre. Isanyo ni quara ko debra bidi kambra godere con babi la tosca da bregge ne cace. Ile gabra, frokenien, brokopa, latito, noce, balataya. Nanga la kafre, le matito. Hallelujah. Fizu go brevra di liesion dana ko? Ma je devetia? Mangolihi di gabba alla congrambe delle congrace, nishato. Kavigale kohorakambi, adyotobre katekatai, ejene matu, ejene makaka, alakabinyo no kuruko doloko balra katitia. Isato, isato. Kavelegon brevre, dijanyo no kuakitia, ajana makitio no kopipa, alakai, alakai, alakai. Kambele dovre mene chata. Alagadavre mene kwa. Shiduko bre, inverno nika, inverno nika mia, inerako bila kaya, anakoko kobabi, alekombra kafito, ejendiene kwa. Praise you, Lord. Basuta, basuta, balekanga. Alagovrenia, I want to thank you all. Pela tafra kadanje, nego dolo kobra karakam praktia, nego rogodashka. Imena kuerko dele kambri katakavinyo. Ijene matito, ijene tua, ijene gobrovri, danier to kambre. Kire kahara kambraktio, nego dolo godevre, belikwa. Ashana makakro, kalakange, alekangangia. The dokamaka. As jono kobre, ketike bayo, tarakobali kanya ne kwa, ejene maturo, ejene maturo, kafigada kakaya na konga. Elebo ulitaya no kora kadivro, ejene kora kapidio no kora kapita la koshka da cermo. E già non copre, tracca dalla conga. E già ne battura, ma non è uguale, te lo convivri ad angeli, godosca d'abri, catacadaia. Oh, we just thank you and praise you, Lord. We thank you for your chesed and your faithfulness, which never forsake us. We thank you, Holy Father. We thank you, precious Jesus. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. Mashko do brandie, vero kohoro kobri, ke brandanie, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you for your patience, Lord. Thank you for your patience with me. Oh, Lord, we worship you. And forget not all your benefits. You forgive all our iniquities. You heal all our diseases. You redeemed us from the pit. You crown us with chesed and mercy. You satisfy us with good so that our youth is renewed as the eagles, and we are very thankful. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you there?
Praise you. Hallelujah. Yes, I am here. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
First statement is underlined, and it's really short. New year, new beginning, new start, church. New year. New beginning, new start, church. First, this was underlined, if I didn't say that. The first statement
yes,
was
sir,
underlined.
Yes, you did. Uh-huh.
Okay. First Timothy 6, 12. First Timothy 6, verse 12. Next statement. Now they're getting longer here. Second statement read like this. Go into the unknown. Go into the unknown in the work of God. Go into the unknown in the work of God. Your life can be adventure. Your life can be adventure and the service, your life can be adventure in the service of righteousness. And the service of righteousness. Facing is underlined, so the rest of it is underlined. Facing the adversity, facing the adversity and evils of the world, Trump. So the underlying part is facing the adversity and evils of this world, Trump.
This world? This world or the world?
This world.
Okay.
Trump. The whole statement reads like this from the beginning. Go into the unknown and the work of God. Your life can be adventure in the service of righteousness. Underline part, facing the adversity and evils of this world, Trump. Okay. Second Corinthians 11:26. Second Corinthians 11, verse 26. 2:6. Second Corinthians 2:14. 1:4. Second Corinthians 2:14. Then the Lord gave us Daniel, the book of Daniel 11:32. Daniel 11:32. Okay. 2 Corinthians 11:26. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Daniel 11:32. Next statement. God is faithful to fulfill. God is faithful to fulfill all his promises. God is faithful to fulfill all his promises. The time to claim what I say to you today. The time to claim what I say to you today, my help and aid, A-I-D, my help and aid and overcoming, I will give you freedom. I will give you freedom. Okay, I'll read it again. God is faithful to fulfill all his promises. The time to claim what I say to you today. My help and aid. My help and aid and overcoming. I will give you freedom. And that is the statement. And then he gave us Galatians with a G. 3, verses 26 and 27. Then he gave us 1 Corinthians 16, 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13, 1-3, and 14, 1-4. Okay. Next statement. A bit long, and the end is underline. Okay. I'll just let you know when to underline or emphasize. Okay. Read like this. I can work miracles. I can work miracles when you choose to believe. I can work miracles when you choose to believe. Rest assured.
Assured.
Yeah, rest assured. Yeah, rest assured. And rely on God. And rely on God as you are doing. And rely on God as you are doing in this prayer, in this prayer, with my friend and prophet, in this prayer with my friend and prophet. Now the underlying part. I want to prosper you. I want to prosper you all, children. I want to prosper you all, children. Have your own personal and can't read this word. Help me, Lord.
Spell it.
Okay. Inspiration. INSPIRATIONAL.
Inspirational.
Inspirational. Okay. You read it. Praise the Lord.
Have your own personal inspirational.
Inspirational way with me. So, start
is
with
that
once
underlined
under
as well? Is that
yeah,
underlined?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Inspirational. Okay, praise the Lord. I'm going to start from the beginning here. I can work miracles when you choose to believe. Rest assured and rely on God as you are doing in this prayer with my friend and prophet. This is the underlying part, starts with I. I want to prosper you all, children. Have your own personal
inspirational
way with me. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 16:11. Psalm 16:8. 1 Samuel 14. Yeah, 1 Samuel 14:6-7. Psalm 16:11. Psalm 16:8. 1 Samuel 14:6-7. Next statement. This one is not underlined, and read like this. Know that their lives know that their lives are changed. Know their lives are changed as their minds are made new. As their minds are made new by testing you, T-E-S-T-I-N-G, by testing you, may discern by putting it to use, church. Okay, I'll read it again. Know that their lives are changed as their minds are made new. By testing you, may discern by putting it to use, church. Okay, next statement. This one is underlined, the one I'm going to read. Not to withdraw from this, not to withdraw from this world, but to remain in the world. And to influence it continually for good. Okay, I'll read it again. So this statement is all underlined. I'm going to read it again. Not to withdraw from this world, but to remain in the world and to influence it continually for good. You want me to wait, Ms. Philly?
No. Fine, go ahead.
Okay. Next scriptures here. Romans 12:2. John 18:36. All right. Let's see here. Next statement. This one is not underlined. It reads like this. You should not be surprised. You should not be surprised that unbelievers You should not be surprised that unbelievers in the world hates you. That unbelievers in the world hates you. God made and established the world by wisdom. God made and established the world by wisdom and understanding. God's instruction to make his people wise. That is the statement. I'll read it again. You should not be surprised that unbelievers in the world hates you. God made and established the world by wisdom and understanding. God's instruction to make his people wise. And that is a statement. All right. Next scriptures here. John 17, verses 15, 1, 5, and 16. John 17, 15 and 16. Romans 12, 2. Yep, he just gave us that. Okay. Romans 12, 2. Jeremiah 10, 11 and 12. Jeremiah 10, 11 and 12. So John 17, verses 15 and 16. Romans 12, 2. Jeremiah 10, 11 and 12. Next statement is underlined. And read like this. Acknowledge the greatness of your Creator. Acknowledge the greatness of your Creator. Acknowledge the greatness of your Creator, because God is the greater and the whole world belongs to me, church. Because God is the greater and the whole world belongs to me, church. I'll read it again. And it's all underlined. Acknowledge the greatness of your Creator, because God is the greater. Yeah, God is the greater, and the whole world belongs to me, church. Okay. Then he gave us Psalm 89:11. Psalm 89:11. Next statement is not underlined, and it reads like this. That is, whoever personally, trusts in me, will not perish, means not perish in eternal judgment. Means not perish in eternal judgment to having eternal life. To having eternal life. The life of abundant. The life of abundant joy and immeasurable blessing. And immeasurable blessing. In the presence of God forever.
Mm-hmm.
In the presence of God forever. Okay, I'll read this again. That is, whoever personally trusts or trusts in me will not perish. Means not perish in eternal judgment, to having eternal life, the life of abundant joy and immeasurable blessing in the presence of God forever. That is the statement. Okay, another statement. This one is underlined. Read like this. Those who believe in me. Yeah, those who believe in me. Your Christ have that eternal life and already experience its blessings in this present time. He's telling us something here. Okay, I'll read it again. It's underlined. Those who believe in me, your Christ, have that eternal life and already experience its blessings in this present time. So the statement is underlined. Start with those, end with time. Okay. Then the Lord gave us Romans 3:25. Romans 3:25. James 4:4. James 4:4. 1 John 2:2. 1 John 2:2. Next statement. I loved the world. I loved the world. And you are in it, church. Yeah, that's a statement. I'll read it again. I love the world, and you are in it, church. I love the world, and you are in it, church. Next statement. I'm sorry, there's scripture here. Scripture, Psalm 103, verse 22. Last statement. Do you see my glory today? Do you see my glory today? Because you have it. Do you see my glory today? Because you have it. That is the statement. Oh, and it's underlined. So do you see my glory today? Because you have it is underlined. Trust in me.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That brings me back to that wonderful statement. Hallelujah, that he gave us last week. My glory isn't just a feeling. It is called the manifest presence of God. It is power, the kind of power that resurrected, delivers, overcomes, and transforms. It is greater and stronger than any other power in existence. And it belongs to you, children. The glory belongs to us. Hallelujah. The manifest presence of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is underlined. New year, new beginning, new start, church. 1 Timothy 6:12.
Love it.
I do too. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you are called, and have made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Mm. Next statement. Go into the world, into the unknown, in the work of God. Your life can be adventure in the service of righteousness, facing the adversity and evils of this world, Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's all-encompassing. I mean, that's the whole church and the earth, and that's also Donald Trump. 2 Corinthians 11:26. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils from the heathen or Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false brethren.
Hmm.
That's what Paul faced. That's the adversity he faced. And so those are the adversities and evils that Paul faced. And so he's telling to us and to Donald Trump, you face these things also. But they're adventures in God.
Wow.
I think that's a marvelous scripture for him to give us right after this.
I didn't even know the scripture. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I read it before when
I
read the
Bible.
Oh,
sure you have, but,
yeah.
It brings it out like this.
Yeah.
Second, it's marvelous that he gave this. I'm sure that we're all facing these things, that Trump is facing these things, mm-hmm. but regarded as an adventure in God.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place.
Wow.
So, yes, we face these adversities. Trump's face these adversities, but we have triumph in all of them. Daniel 11:32. By smooth words, he will turn to godlessness those who act wickedly toward the covenant. But the people who know their God will display strength and take action.
Wow.
Hallelujah. So that could refer to... It is the abomination of desolation. It is the Antichrist. By smooth words, it's talking about the Antichrist. He will turn to godlessness, those who act wickedly toward the covenant. But the people who know their God will display strength and take action. Yep, even the Antichrist himself. God is faithful to fulfill all his promises. It is time to claim what I say to you today, my help and aid and overcoming. I will give you freedom.
Praise God.
Galatians 3:26-27. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. First Corinthians 16, 13 and 14. Let me see now. Did I get that right? 1 Corinthians 16.
13 and 14.
13 and 14. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. I can work miracles when you choose to believe. Rest assured and rely on God as you are doing in this prayer with my friend and prophet. Then underlined, I want to prosper you all, children. Have your own personal inspirational way with me. Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:8. I have set the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. 1 Samuel 14:6-7. Jonathan said to the young man who carried his armor, come, let us go over to the garrison of those uncircumcised. Perhaps the Lord will work for us. For the Lord is not restrained to save by many or by few. His armor bearer said to him, do all that is in your heart. Turn yourself, and here I am with you according to your desire. Hallelujah. I think the point here is the Lord is the one who saved, and it doesn't matter if you have an army of thousands or if you have two men, like they did here. He is not restrained to save by many or by few. Doesn't matter the number. It's God himself. Statement. Know that their lives are changed as their minds are made new. By testing, you may discern by putting it to use, church. And then underlined, not to withdraw from this world, but to remain in the world and to influence it continually for good.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 12:2. And of course, he gives us this all the time.
Yeah, and he gives us twice today.
Twice today, because it is absolutely important that you learn to think like God thinks. For you to learn to think by like God thinks, you're going to have to renew your mind. So how do you know how God thinks? The Word. The Word of God. So after you're born again, your spirit's made new, but your mind is not. You have to renew it. How do you renew it? By the Word of God. So Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. John 18:36. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from this realm.
Wow.
Statement. Wow. You should not be surprised that unbelievers in the world hate you. God made and established the world by wisdom and understanding. God's instruction to make his people wise. John 17, 15, and 16. Now this, of course, is Jesus' own prayer to the Father. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And then again, Romans 12:2.
Yeah.
We're not to think like the world. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
See, that's his instruction. And that's how he wanted us to be wise.
That's the only way you can be wise.
Yeah.
The only way is to renew your mind with the Word of God.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 10, 11, and 12. Thus you shall say to them, the gods that did not make the heavens and the earth will perish from the earth and from under the heavens. It is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding he stretched out the heavens. Underlined. Acknowledge the greatness of your Creator, because God is the greater, and the whole world belongs to me, church. Psalm 89:11. The heavens are yours, the earth also is yours, the world and all it contains, you have founded them. That is, whoever personally trusts in me will not perish, means not perish in eternal judgment, to having eternal life. The life of abundant joy and immeasurable blessing in the presence of God forever. Underlined, those who believe in me, your Christ, have that eternal life and already experience its blessings in this present time.
Wow.
See, in the future, oh, hallelujah, we'll be with him in his presence forever. Hallelujah.
Thank
but
you,
we
Lord.
Already experience eternal life. Romans 3:25. Whom God put forth as a propitiation by his blood to be received by grace. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he has passed over former sins.
Wow.
I'm going to read it in the Amplified. It's talking about Jesus Christ. The last words in verse 24, let me see here, Romans 3:25. The last verse in the last words in 24 are Christ Jesus. Now here it is in the Amplified. Whom God put forth before the eyes of all as a mercy seat and propitiation by his blood, the cleansing sacrifice of atonement through faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he has passed over and ignored former sins without punishment. Hallelujah. James 4:4. You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whosoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. 1 John 2:2. He himself is the propitiation, that means the atoning sacrifice, for our sins. And not for ours alone, but also for the sins of the whole world. I loved the world, and you are in it, church. Psalm 103. 22. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Underlined. Do you see my glory today? Because you have it.
Wow.
Trust in me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Another wonderful session of fellowshipping with God, working with God. And now I'm going to sign off early because I have to get ready to go out to Prayer Mountain. And we'll see you out there at noon. Bless the Lord. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.